This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour here on the DJB program. Download our program every day. You know, you can hear us all day, every day. The program is on live in the morning, but then we recycle it so you can listen to the full show all day at DJB Show. How about that? Round of applause for us. Hey!
Yay!
You're not clapping.
Oh.
It's a big deal.
Oh.
Huh?
I thought that would... Yeah, I'm sure that sounds great.
Delayed clap.
Yeah,
great. Do you know what an E-bomb is? Either of the two of you. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan. Jay is off today, attending to her flock, as it were. Do you know what an E-bomb is?
Yeah. Can you spell it?
E-bomb. E is in the letter E, and bomb as in bomb, Iraq.
Like an electromagnetic bomb is what you're
That's
talking
exactly
about.
That's exactly what it is, yeah. You know what
That's,
it is?
By the way, that is not good.
No.
If somebody, that would knock out all of your power, that would knock out all of everything. And that's one of the biggest threats that North Korea has on us, or even China, that instead of, people are always worried about nuclear weapons, but if somebody detonated an E-bomb over Los Angeles and knocked the power out, that means food is spoiling, that means you have no food, clean water, it would be a huge problem.
It destroys electronic circuitry, disables any machine that uses electricity. And so that's
computers
and radios.
Banking. It would shut everything down.
Right. So apparently,
why would you start our day with that?
I know, right?
Because I'm wondering why it is that we feel compelled to develop these things. It goes back
because
to the
enemies
H-bomb.
Have it.
Edward Teller said he wished he had never, ever. Person comes up with it, and then other people copy it or they get a hold of it. We created it, and now the Chinese have it. And
according to a lot of people I know, the North Koreans as well have capabilities for E-bombs.
Well, they would share them with the Koreans, but somehow it started with us. We did an experimental E-bomb in March of 2003, and we used it to knock out, this was in the beginning of the Iraqi War. We had been working on the technology for 13 or 14 years, unbeknownst to anybody. And it was used for the first time to knock out all of the electronics in Baghdad so it would disrupt their propaganda against the United States. So it was developed apparently at the Air Force Research Laboratory at Kirkland Air Force Base in New Mexico. And it's been tried there on high power. It's a microwave, in essence. So they use it on high power wires to see if they can disrupt her. That's what they started with it in September 2001. They brought Popular Mechanics to the magazine, the writers of the magazine. They brought them to the Air Force Base to show them how this thing would work. And then from there, it has gone, somehow somebody leaked it. They were touting it because it was a non-nuclear bomb and people wouldn't get hurt. And, buildings wouldn't be destroyed if we use the E-bomb, and then we can just stop everything. But
just take
as
the
usual,
power grid off. Yeah.
Yeah, but we don't think about the consequences of somebody selling out the technology, and that's what happened. Somebody left or somehow disappeared from the research group, and they managed to get this stuff into the hands of the Chinese and or the North Koreans. So now where are we? It's once again, this started as a counter to nuclear weaponry because after World War II, when the nuclear bombs were first used, people were horrified. Good God, can we actually do this to ourselves? And so what's the option? What's the alternative? And so they did a lot of research from the 50s on. It took them almost 30 years to develop the E-bomb, and then they Okay, here we go. This is what we use instead of a nuclear weapon. It is uncanny to me how much money and time and effort we as human beings, never mind whether it's the Chinese, the Koreans, the Americans, whatever it is, how much time and effort we spend trying to kill each other. I have no words for it. It just is so, why? What is there about our condition that, you know, in a spiritual sense, you ask yourself, how did God, you know, and then people say it's free will and all that sort of thing. But I can't imagine what is in it for people when you look at the what relative damage can be done.
Well, that's all true, but be glad you live in a country that has these weapons, because if you didn't, we'd be all under the control of the country that did have the biggest weapons, right? And so you want to be marching with the Chinese right now?
No, thanks. The president is going to address the U.N. General Assembly today. What's he expected to lay out, Jennifer? You know, the vision for the diplomacy, I guess he's calling it vigorous competition with the great powers with no cold war.
He's going to say he wants to be more involved and no cold war. He says that's not an option. But he is going into a room that is a little tense for him right now. Not only do you have our allies who are upset about the handling of Afghanistan, but you also have the French who are completely ticked about the fact that the UK and the US sold that submarine to the Australians when the French were trying to do it too. I mean, the French even pulled their ambassador from the United States. I mean, they're ticked. It's the nicest way to put it.
Oh, it's a big deal. But who knew the French were manufacturing? See, this is something
I believe that we knew that.
No, they knew it because the Airbus company, the company that makes the planes that compete with Boeing, has its biggest assembly plant in Toulon, which is on the southern coast of France. And that's where they're making, they've also at that plant or a related industry connected to Airbus, they're making submarines. And so they're trying to sell the submarines on the world market. Who knew there was a big market for submarines on the world market? But we're selling some of our used ones. And we have the capacity.
And don't get me wrong, I'm glad we sold it. I'm glad that we did, but it's just one of the things that he's going to have to deal with in the room today is that there's probably going to be a more tense crowd than it would have been maybe 3 or 4 months ago. He probably would have been pretty well welcomed. So we'll see. This will be the first address of his presidency.
What's the international community? Is this part of it? What are they doing about China? Confronting China? And the way they have...
doing anything. That's the joke. Nobody's doing anything.
So is that going to be on the bill of fare today to discuss at the U.N.?
Sure hope so.
I would hope
so.
Yeah. But what is...
Just yesterday at the White House press briefing, Jen Psaki said, oh, our relationship with China isn't one of conflict. It's one of competition. Okay, well, it should be one of conflict because we've got some pretty big conflicts with China, but... You know.
Well, how about we develop something in one of our labs and unleash it over there?
Yeah, that's competitive, right? We're working on our own virus.
Ugh. Yeah. All right. There you go. All right. Anyway, I just wondered what he was talking about today. And are other people speaking? The leaders of other countries, that's pretty much what goes on, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole meeting of the UN, yeah. If you've ever been to New York when the UN's in session, it's something to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, As a former New Yorker,
everybody's you're on vacation with no place to go, it's really something to see. If you have some place to go, it's annoying.
I mean, it doesn't even matter which president it is. As soon as you know that it's coming to town, you're just, as a New Yorker, you're like, oh, this is going to screw up my
world
entire week.
One of the stories was from New York this week was that the president of Brazil, Bolsonaro, was not allowed to go into any of the restaurants in New York because he's unvaccinated. So they had him, he's in town, and they had him pictured on the street eating New York pizza. No, he was eating pizza off the street because no restaurant would let him indoors.
Huh. Really? That's kind of funny under the circumstances. Okay. So let's go to California. Jennifer's specialty. And the phony baloney mayor of San Francisco, it seems to be in the water in San Francisco. They are phonies, they're liars.
It's not just San Francisco. It's if you're a leader in California, you're just a hypocritical jerk. It's just, it's the way it is. You shut everybody down, whether it's Nancy Pelosi or Gavin Newsom or Eric Garcetti, and you go out there and do it. You shut everybody down, give them all these rules and restrictions, and you go do whatever you want to do. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
So, all right, so what'd she do?
San Francisco is named London Breed. And she was caught this week on camera at a club, and she's indoors without a mask on. Now, San Francisco has been really tough on the masks, on the closures, on everything. And now she's defending herself. There was a video that, of course, made its way to Twitter.
You're going to love this quote. Wait to hear the quote.
It's my favorite. So I remember from the 90s that there was an R&B group called Tony, Tony, Tony. They did, "It feels good to know." Anyway, they were like two hits and done pretty much. But she saw them at the Black Cat Club in San Francisco last Thursday evening, and they require that people who attend indoor performances wear masks unless you're eating or drinking. So the mayor says, well, her drink was sitting on the table, but she was just so taken in the spirit of Tony, Tony, Tony that she got up and started dancing. She wasn't even thinking about her mask. So apparently she said this is the first time that Tony, Tony, Tony has been together in 20 years, and she was just overcome by how happy she was to see them back.
I mean, that's, you know.
How
but
we
the
do
thing
that.
Is, though, the, but I'm looking at video now that people have put up on Twitter of the incident. No one has a mask on. The whole no one has a mask on at all.
She was,
so,
and she didn't have hers on either, and that's the point.
Yeah.
It's like, if you're going to crack down on places, you know, you're sitting in this place where no one's wearing a mask, you're not wearing a mask, don't pretend like it was just slipped your mind because Tony, Tony, Tony was so great. You were nobody was wearing the mask around you. Come
yeah.
on.
What's that song? How do you like it? How do you like it? More, more, more. Who that was the Andrea True generation. Remember her? No, you probably don't remember. You don't even remember the song.
The song,
but I've heard of the song. Yeah, I've heard the song, but I
Michael, Phil, you got a little snippet of that. You just put it to music, or just change the lyric line for the mayor of San Francisco, and we'll be all set. More, more, more. How do you like it? How's my version? You like it? Do I sound like I'm a...
It's great. Makes no sense with the story, but it's great.
Why? No, exactly. The song... that's the kind of song that you lose it to on the dance floor. Come
on.
Oh,
I see. I don't lose it.
What do you mean
overcome?
Well, I'm not saying that I would be overcome, but that's the kind of song. I'm not justifying what the San Francisco mayor did by any stretch of the imagination. She's a loser.
Sometimes you just got to dance, man.
18 after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her four-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 855-633-2315.
Calitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJB code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to Toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Twenty-three after the hour now here on the DJV program. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen will go through some. Jay has categorized and organized a lot of the a lot of the stuff that's on social media. I'm laughing because the first story we'll deal with is something that embarrassed the producers of the Today Show. We'll get to that right after this.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code WHEEL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code WHEEL for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code WHEEL.
All right, so, Victoria.
Yeah.
Apparently, yesterday, the Today Show abruptly cut to commercials after a streaker sprinted back the street. You know, all the shows in New York, Fox and CBS and NBC and ABC, they all want to have their studios on for their morning show. Mm-hmm. They all want to be on the street level. They don't do it I think the rest of the shows are done upstairs, but, for example, the Today Show is right there. And I'm trying to remember, it's in Midtown. Do you remember where the studios are? It's pretty close.
Yeah, it's in Rock Center.
On the bottom floor. Anyway, okay. Yeah. So yesterday, a completely naked runner was jogging outside the NBC studio. And so as soon as he was in camera view, the producer went right to commercial. Let's go to commercial. There was the people that are on the show, Craig Melvin. I don't know if Hoda was there or not. Was it when Hoda was on? That would be later in the morning.
I guess Hoda was there with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin. And yeah. I guess Craig tried, he just said, oh, there's a naked runner. And then I guess he tried to kind of keep going. And then he tried to say something to Hoda, and Hoda was, I guess, too distracted. And so Hoda and Savannah started focusing more on the naked runner. And so, yeah.
How is this happening, they asked. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And then apparently the producer went right to camera. That was it.
Come on. What is there? Well, I'm wondering what the people, because it was kind of chilly yesterday morning in the Northeast, you know, like in the low 50s, more than 50s.
You wondering about shrinkage? Like the Seinfeld episode?
Well,
Jerry,
there
was shrinkage.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it doesn't do as well in the cold, that's for sure. But the idea of having no clothes on and running around, what do you don't think you're going to get arrested? You don't think the police chase this guy all over the place? What's the crowd?
Right?
What was the crowd outside? We know what the reaction to the people who are doing the Today Show was. One of the hosts said, "Well, at least it's not Matt Lauer." I thought that was, oh my God, that was. I thought that was pretty funny, given what people know or don't know about him.
Yeah.
Anyway, there was the full frontal nudity thing you could see on the camera. Did you see the video of it? You can.
I didn't see the video. I only saw a still shot. Yeah.
It's completely. He's there. Anyway. So
we haven't had a streaker in a long time,
right? No, it's kind of fun. And he made off in a flash, as they say. 28 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Scott, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tabs, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States will put out the welcome mat in November to air travelers from 33 countries, including China, India, Brazil, and most of Europe, who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. The decision announced by the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, Jeff Zients, marked an abrupt shift from President Biden's stand last week that said it was not the right time to lift any restrictions amid rising COVID-19 cases. The options for thousands of Haitian migrants stranded at the U.S.-Mexico border are narrowing as the Border Patrol is sending 6 expulsion flights to Haiti Tuesday, and Mexico will begin busing some away from the border. Some 13,000 Haitians swelled the border encampment at Del Rio, Texas over the past several days. A frail Phil Collins and Genesis started their farewell tour in Birmingham, United Kingdom, Monday night. 70-year-old Phil Collins was singing from a wheelchair on stage and remained seated throughout the concert. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they could help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The battle for election integrity in Georgia is moving forward. A court hearing in Fulton County started Monday to determine whether attorneys can audit mail-in ballots. Georgia's Secretary of State Brian Raffensperger on MSNBC.
Well, we've had multiple investigations. In fact, prior to his letter, we already had begun an investigation of this, and we'll finish that up and then send our findings over to the State Election Board. But at the end of the day, we've been rebutting and fighting all this misinformation, disinformation for over 10 months now. And it's not healthy for American democracy. But what we've seen is people lose an election, you know, as low as the PTA level all the way up to the president, not accepting the will of the people. And that's not healthy for America. I'm a lifelong conservative. I'm a Reagan Republican. And I know that at the end of the day, I have to always choose the country over the party. My job is, as a constitutional officer, is make sure we have honest and fair elections in the state of Georgia. I wrote a 10-page letter to Congress. Unfortunately, when they got it on January 6th, they were focused on other matters. But I put that in my book, Integrity Counts. And then I really go through line by line, point by point. When they said that there were thousands of dead people that voted, we found less than a handful. They said that there were 66,000 underage voters, there were zero. They said that there was thousands of unregistered voters that voted. There weren't any of those.
Georgia State Senator Burt Jones says taxpayers deserve to audit the 147,000 absentee ballots. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Duty. It's Tuesday here, September 21st. How do you do? It's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan are at the ready, ready to go, up, up and away. We're here to inform you as to what's going on. News today, among other things, focusing on the next big storm, Victoria. Hooray!
Oh, yeah.
Tropical storms Peter and Rose.
Wow, we're pretty far through the alphabet already.
Yeah, we have a lot of storms.
That's nuts, yeah.
Yeah, and so they're dancing around out in the Atlantic right now. National Hurricane Center ups the odds of developing a tropical storm wave into a hurricane. Let's see here. They both were formed on Sunday in different parts of the South Atlantic. They have strength. They have wind shear, and that's what... As of, 5 o'clock this morning, Peter has sustained winds of 46 miles an hour, which isn't a lot, but the water's so warm in the South Atlantic it doesn't take much. That's what feeds these hurricanes. They're really amazing.
Yeah.
When you think about the atmospheric conditions that are necessary, the temperature of the water, all of those things that come into the mix to, basically help them create stuff. And as it is the beginning of fall, strange things happen, both on the autumnal equinox and the vernal equinox. What's it called? Isn't that what it's called in the springtime? It's a vernal, right? Or is that a
pool? I don't know.
I forgot.
I'm trying to think back to earth science. I don't remember.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so we not only have a lot of pumpkin spice lattes for Jennifer to be enjoyed, and the days are getting shorter. That's not to be enjoyed. I find myself frustrated because a lot of times on the farm, certainly during the summer, we're out working until dark. And that's 8:30, 9 o'clock, and now we can't work much beyond 6:30, quarter of 7, because it gets dark. You can't, and it gets cold, and the moisture comes up fast, you know, the dew point. So you can't really do things that require the hay, let's say, to be dry. You can't do that when the moisture comes out. You have to stop, because you can't, it just makes, if you bale hay when it's moist, it'll become dusty and not worth much, frankly. All right, speaking of not worth much, there's a new book out by Katherine Heigl that refers to the controversy about the way she left Grey's Anatomy. And I'm not sure I asked Victoria this as I first was looking at it, whether or not this is where the McDreamy stuff came from, because there's trash on him floating around, too.
Yeah. I don't know if... I don't know. I'm assuming that she's trying to rehab her image.
Redo her image, yeah.
Because she certainly has had, you know, a very difficult reputation. And yeah. So I guess she said that the thing that bothers her the most in the wake of her departure from Grey's, which I think she was fired from because she tried to get out of her contract, right? And then she didn't want to do it. And then there was a whole thing that she, I remember at the time when the Emmys were coming around, and then she withdrew her name from contention because she said that the material that the writers had given her was not at that level.
Well, she was giving a lot of starts to Shonda Rhimes.
Yeah, she was being very difficult.
Not a great way to have longevity.
So I guess in the book, she said she wasn't snubbing the Emmys. It's like, well, yeah, you snubbed your show, the writers, your crew. I mean, it's, I don't know. She definitely has had a lot of explaining to do. So we'll see if the book is a success. I don't know if people care that much, to be honest.
So she's
about her
only
right now.
42? She looks a lot older than 42. She's a big smoker.
Definitely.
And if you look at her skin and stuff, I think that's, she looks a lot
older. She definitely looks older than
42.
Yep.
Yeah. She was in Suits for a season or two, and she was pretty good. She played somebody very difficult, and it seemed to be she was able to wear it well.
Yeah. I think she's a good actress. I've seen her in a million things, and so I never thought she was bad in anything. I don't know. I think that sometimes that kind of stuff just oozes out into the public's perception of you as well. So it's not just that your colleagues know you're difficult, like everyone knows. And it's like people don't, you know, Tom Cruise is creepy, right? Like Tom Cruise and the Scientology stuff really creeps me out. So that has bled into his career as well. And so, you know, sometimes that kind of stuff,
I don't know. For me, it doesn't affect me one way or another. I've had my own brush-ins with the Scientology that I've talked about on the air when I was working at KVC.
Thank God you got out of that.
They attacked me, basically, to try to get me into the church. It was like new, fresh meat for the back room. And, they hear you on a radio station. They haven't heard you before, so they reach out to you because everybody else is wise to them. You know, I made a couple of mistakes in my 3.5 years at KVC. When I first got there, I made a couple of really serious mistakes. Like, I was the only guy on the air who said O.J. deserved a chance. There was not anybody else on the air in Los Angeles who didn't want to hang him up by his toenails. I said, well, you know, all the evidence isn't in. You don't really know if he did it or not. And I got soundly booed because of that point of view. And then, you know, some other things that were going on. Anyway, here's the story about a couple of police officers who were having an affair. They were having a little hoochie-coo in the police car, and they ignored a burglary call. It's the two of them. They were partners, right?
This is over in England, and they were, they I guess were partners as well as partners.
Right.
And so,
Unga bunga.
And so they ignored the burglary call at a shop, and because they were getting it on, and then I guess they were both found guilty of gross misconduct after their bosses bugged their vehicle. Now, yeah. You would think that, I guess the cop cars over there, maybe they're not as sophisticated as ours, but you would think that you wouldn't need to necessarily bug a vehicle to know what's going on, but I guess they had to, and then they were found guilty.
Yeah. But imagine that. I mean, you hear all these. That was part of the undercurrent on Blue Bloods, the relationship between Will Estes' character, Jamie, and Vanessa Ray's character, who was his partner, Jaco, Eddie Jaco, 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 I think is their last name. Anyway, there was all kinds of stuff. Now that has been brought into Law and Order because it looks like there's the hoochie coup going to go on this year between Christopher Maloney and Mariska Hargitay's character, and that's what the audience wants. They want them to get it on. And you wonder some of these other circumstances where, you know, that sort of thing in real life, does it go on? I know we had that episode in Framingham here. There was a husband, well, they became husband and wife, but they weren't husband and wife when they were first detected. I remember a very close friend of mine was the police chief at the time, and they caught these two. They weren't really trying even to hide it. They were in the back of the cruiser, and
that actually happened.
Kind of like this. Yeah, wow. Pretty much the same thing.
Because this couple said that it started because they were on the 5 a.m. shifts, the night shifts,
yeah.
And so they, I guess that's when they started their relationship, and then
right.
When the bugging happened, I guess one of the male of the two
of the species,
was
yes.
heard saying, let's just get naked, instead of responding to the burglary call.
Right. Yeah.
Wow.
I suppose, you know. Now, there's as long as we're into the weeds here a little bit, did you see the story about the Chippendales?
No.
Yeah.
I love a good Chippendales story.
There's a new, this is something that's come about. This is a new TV show this season, a true crime series revolving around the dark side of the Chippendales. Now, what could be, it's called Cruise of the Chippendales, or sorry, Curse of the Chippendales, Cruise of the Chippendales, good Doug. Curse of the Chippendales, what could be, you know, I suppose you could come up, your imagination could run wild, kind of like the guy running around the TV, the Today Show things. There are some really, I guess, seedy things going on with the Chippendales. But, I mean, have you ever watched...
Is this a reality show?
Yeah, no. I don't think so. Supposedly... no, this is pretty raw, actually. It's going to start on the Discovery Channel. So it's almost like a... what would you call those... documentary?
It must be a docu-series or something.
Right.
Yeah, it's a
yeah,
four-part docu-series. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Interesting. I've never been to a Chippendales show.
Oh, come on.
I haven't.
Really?
No, I've never been to Vegas, and that's where they are.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what could possibly be going on behind the scenes, but now I'm intrigued, so now I'm going to watch it.
Well, it's what you would expect. I mean, use your imagination. As much as anything else.
But, like, drugs and stuff? I don't know.
Drugs,
like, I can't
sex, drug
really,
and roll.
Because it's men, I don't know. It just seems like female strippers get into a lot more than the males do. I don't know. That's just my, my observation, I guess.
We were talking about Disney yesterday when you weren't here and
mm-hmm.
how people are complaining what they're getting paid, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So today's Disney story gives Jessica Rabbit a politically correct makeover. You know what she
really?
Was like in the Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
She was pretty busty, and she was kind of, it was obvious. You wonder about family-friendly when it came to that character. I didn't think it was very family-friendly.
Well, but the movie isn't family-friendly.
No.
I had never seen it until recently, and it's not a family-friendly movie at all. So.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the need then to give her a makeover? I don't get it.
Well, because they want it to be more appealing to the family. And so they've taken some of the characters. They're rebooting that whole series, because Disney wants to redo everything and try to take a second shot at making more money. at what they did well with the first time around. But I remember I saw a trailer for Jessica Rabbit, and it didn't do anything for me.
The movie's not good.
I think Turner was the voice of.
Yeah, I don't remember, but
Jessica
Rabbit. I thought it was boring. And Lewis and I, we just watched this. I don't even remember why, but a couple months ago. And I guess he had remembered seeing it as a kid and thought it was okay. And then both of us were like, this is just boring. I don't know. I didn't think it was a good movie.
Did you watch Dancing with the Stars last night?
No, I have it DVR'd. We just got back from vacation last night, so it was a little hectic. But, no, I'm excited for this cast. Sporty Spice from the Spice Girls. I'm rooting for her. I'm blanking on his name. He plays the bad guy on Cobra Kai, Creed. What the hell is his name? I can't remember anyway, but he's on it. So, yeah, it's a good list of people this year. I think it's exciting.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. There's a lot of betting in Las Vegas. You know, sports betting is very big now because it's so, you know, it's so legalized and so public. Mm-hmm. So apparently the betting is on Kyler Murray to be the new favorite MVP, not Brady. The money is on this guy. I don't know that much about him. Read a little.
Who does he play for?
That's a good question. Thank you for asking. I just saw the comparison of him to Tom Brady. And what the scoop is, wasn't it Patrick Mahomes, wasn't he somebody that was supposed to be, didn't he?
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, yep.
Right. Okay, so let's see here. He plays for the Cardinals.
Okay, the Cardinals, okay. Yeah. So who is now the quarterback for the Patriots?
Somebody that nobody knows. First-timer, just wet behind the ears still. I don't know his name, and the Boston fans are not impressed. That I can tell you. They're not impressed at all. But, you know, the sports writers, Boston is a horribly cruel sports city. The sports writers.
Yep.
But the fans are still showing up, so who cares? You know, Kraft is laughing all the way to the bank. 47 after the hour.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention, the completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a Deere. Search John Deere Gator for more.
We're short of PCO today. Let's try to stay on schedule.
New customers have Emery's exterminator business buzzing. She needs new specialists to tackle a swarm of appointments.
Norwegian tree mouse. That's a first.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now, Doug Steffen says enthusiastically, because I'm so excited that Chuck Curry is here with Movie Moments, a review of some things that have gone on this past few days, and also Clint Eastwood becomes reflective on his movie-making career. We'll talk about that with Chuck after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation, and there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is, and are they reputable, and do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Okay, from the Get a Life department, here's Chuck Curry on the DJV program with a story about Ghostbusters. Tell me they're going to reenact. Let's do another Ghostbuster movie with both the women and the men. Chuck, how's that for an idea?
That's an interesting pitch. It's probably not going to happen. It's interesting because the last one, the old women cast in the Ghostbusters movie, for some reason, which I don't get, was not overly well received. And I really enjoyed it. I mean, there's people who like it, but I thought it was very entertaining. I liked it. We play that music because today is the birthday of Bill Murray, who turned 71 years old. I believe he will be seen in this latest Ghostbusters movie, Ghostbusters Afterlife, which hits theaters this Thanksgiving. I love the trailer. It looks really good. If I had to pick a handful of Bill Murray movies that I like, well, obviously the first Ghostbusters in 84. Groundhog Day, which is an iconic movie. His fans love that movie. But I think Scrooge, which plays at Christmas time, has grown in popularity and has gotten better and better over the last 30 years. I like that movie a lot.
Really?
Yeah,
all
I do.
Right. I've never seen a complete Batman movie, although I did. I always kind of liked the fact that Gary Oldman was the police officer, right? That was connected to. He was
talking about Batman. Yeah, no. Gary Oldman was Commissioner Gordon in Chris Nolan's Batman universe. I thought he was great in those movies. And despite the fact that Phil has blasted Batman Begins off air, to me, that is my all time favorite superhero movie. So next time Phil comes to my ice cream parlor, I won't be there.
Right. Either that or he won't get free ice cream, one or the other.
No.
Clint Eastwood is talking about why he's still making movies. He's 91 years old and still gets a charge out of it. And many people think this new movie is better than The Mule was a couple of years ago. It's called Cry Macho. I've not seen it. I didn't go to the movies over the weekend.
Well, I want to watch it this weekend. I just read, listen, it underperformed theatrically. I just read an article on Deadline Hollywood Daily, which is a really good blog site for movie information. It says that it's underperforming on HBO Max also, but it is a small film. I think eventually it'll catch on. And like I said last week, the fact that Clint is starring and directing a movie at 91 years old is that's an amazing feat. It really is.
You know,
he doesn't look bad either.
He looked worse. Hey, when you saw The Mule, he looked awful. I thought he looked old.
Well, why? Because I think it was surprising to see him age. I mean, I actually watched the first 15 minutes of Cry Macho on the big screen because we booked it at the theater I'm involved in. And it's interesting, when he smiles in the movie, it's like there's something about when, because he doesn't smile all the time in movies, when he smiles, there's something about him, like a boyish charm that he still has. And despite the fact he's 91, and he is frail, there's no doubt about it. You see him as he is frail. He does have a very powerful star presence still. There's no doubt about that.
Well,
I just want to point out one other birthday of interest today. The late Larry Hagman was born in 1931, best known for I Dream of Jeannie and J.R. Ewing on Dallas. Now, J.R. Ewing on Dallas, Doug, was not only a great villain, one of the most iconic, perplexed, complex bad guys of all time in a TV show. And Larry Hagman was a great actor. He really was.
Yeah, no, he was very, very interesting. Big, tall guy. I met him at the drugstore in Santa Monica once.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.